Welcome to the Chronicle headlines for October 6th. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Cosme Cruz. For campus news this week, students will get a chance to talk with President and CEO Kwangwoo Kim later this fall during an open forum. The annual Q&A will be hosted by the Student Government Association from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. on November 16th at the Student Center. Questions will be answered one at a time to ensure that every student will be heard. Let's Chat with Dr. Kim will be live streamed from the Student Government Association's Instagram. What do you think, John?
Well, I think it's important to note that part of the reason they're holding this is because of Columbia's new plan to reduce our deficit. You know, you'll see that throughout this week's episode, is that Columbia is taking action to sort of cut spending here and there and just put us on track to be good money-wise. So I think that being said, I think it's good that students are going to get the chance to talk to Dr. Kim. But, you know, events like this have happened before, and I think it's good that they're happening, but I feel like more often than not, they don't really feel super helpful. But, you know, I guess we'll see how it goes, right?
Not only that, but it's also held on Instagram Live, the best place ever.
Yeah, I heard you have thoughts on that, Cosme.
Yeah, I just think it's a little interesting. It's like institutions are actually using them more often, and it's cool to see like what colleges can actually do. But you would think something this serious, if it had to be on a specific streaming, wouldn't it be on something a little more professional like YouTube, other than the same place where I can see a million pictures of people posting their breakfast dishes and pictures of their dogs and see a chat with President Kim, the president of Columbia College Chicago? It shows what time we're living in.
Oh, you know? It says a lot for sure. Cosme, you want to take us to the next story?
With pleasure. For Metro News this week, John, are you a runner by any chance?
Why, yes, Cosme.
Well, you are very much in luck because right on our own campus, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is this weekend. Being held for the 45th time, the race will start and end in Grand Park, extending as far north as Wrigleyville, as far south as Bronzeville, and as far west as United Center. The marathon will be accompanied by a large number of street closures, starting at 7 a.m. and opening back up as late as 6 p.m. You excited to run, John?
Well, you know what, Cosme? I am not going to be running in this year's marathon, and I'll tell you, every time I hear about a marathon going on, I just get so thankful that I've never run in one.
What?
Yeah, that sounds awful. Are you kidding?
Okay, well, yeah, when you put it in that way, I guess.
Next up in Metro News, Cosme, do you like cars?
I love cars, John.
Well, I have good news for you because NASCAR will be returning to Chicago next summer on July 6th through the 7th. The news comes after this past summer's race, which was held on July 1st through the 2nd, and faced weather issues leading to delays. The race will be held on the same street as before, taking cars through Grant Park and down Michigan Avenue. You excited?
Absolutely. I had the privilege to be able to see both days of NASCAR through WCRX. It was really amazing to see Chicago turned into your everyday busy city, into an absolute dreamland for anyone who's interested in cars at all, especially NASCAR, that has been so used to your signature like circular track that only has a left turn. We've obviously seen like some incorporations of new tracks with maybe not so much of the same cars as NASCAR. To see those cars operate at max efficiency the way people wish they could drive down Lakeshore Drive and Michigan Ave really puts in perspective how far engineering has come, because these cars literally went from being Camaros and Camrys and Mustangs to absolute beasts that just fly down city blocks in a span of seconds. And it's just a new atmosphere that the city of Chicago has never really been in.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for it just because I unfortunately couldn't be in Chicago for this past summer's race. It'll be cool to see. I think it's going to be the same loop.
No, yeah, definitely the same loop. I don't think these NASCAR drivers are ready for Chicago potholes. I will.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cosme, you want to take us to the outro?
Of course. That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com and sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. I'm Cosme Cruz.
And I'm John McGowan.
Thanks for listening.